Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned
Mike
Reynolds.
The intern Ned Reynolds in the studio this morning. So it seems that the Kansas City Chiefs have been designated the home team in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. That means we get to wear red.
It's their choice, actually, and they have decided to wear their traditional home red jerseys and white uniform, white pants. And San Francisco will be in white and gold, which is their traditional road uniform. Why are the Chiefs the home team? Because they alternate each year. Last year was the National Conference that had home team advantage. Not that it's any advantage, it's just it's how you're going to dress for the game. There has never been a Super Bowl team that has played at home. Now, there's been one that's pretty close to it. Los Angeles Rams and the Pittsburgh Steelers back in 1980 played in Pasadena, which is just down the road from Los Angeles. But the fact of the matter remains, nobody's ever played at home, and it won't happen this year since the Miami Dolphins play at Hard Rock Stadium. So the Chiefs and the 49ers on February 2nd, and the Chiefs will wear their home red jerseys and white pants just like they do at Arrowhead.
It's a good thing, and I think we're ready now. I told you yesterday my dad was on the fence about going. He pulled the trigger. Him and then my stepmom are going to Miami. And from what I understand, they charter a plane out of Kansas City, so that means that plane ride is going to be nothing but crazy Chiefs fans going to Miami for the Super Bowl. Man, won't that be a blast. Holy crap, it's going to be expensive, though. So, speaking about expensive, XFL, they kick off their season. When does that start?
Well, it's the latter part of February. No specific date has been established yet. I think that's probably because of the TV contract. Television's waiting until the Super Bowl ends and all the hype around it has concluded. And then they can formulate whatever schedule they want and they'll come out with it. But it'll be the latter part of February, probably the third week in the month. And then right on through until April. This is not the same length of time that the National Football League has. I question the timing on this thing. You really have to do it now with a rival league. You have to do it in an off-season. But does that off-season capture the imagination of the fans? I wonder. I know as a reporter, it does not mine. But then again, you report on what you see and what you do and so forth and so on. But in terms of really being excited about a football season, no, I can't get excited about that. The XFL will be around. They have plenty of money to work with. It's Vince McMahon and his bunch. But in terms of being an overwhelming success, we'll give it a chance and see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm definitely going to watch at least one game and see how it goes. Speaking of watching games, got the Pro Bowl this weekend. And even though the Chiefs got a lot of guys in the Pro Bowl, none of them will be there, which is a good thing. But they are doing some kind of new rules experiment this weekend. What is it?
You failed to mention that none of the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, yeah, those guys, too. They won't be there either. Forgot about that. Sorry.
yes, there is. This is a game that you can experiment in. And they are going to use one that was proposed last year to the owners and then turned down. And this is really established to avoid the injuries more than anything else. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of this thinking, but they'll use it in the Pro Bowl, and the Pro Bowl All-Star Game is on the idle week prior to the Super Bowl. They'll play it at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. And here's what they're going to do. They eliminate all kickoffs. There will be none. So the team that scores a touchdown will have the option of giving the other team first and 10 on the 25-yard line or taking the ball themselves on the 25 with a virtual 4th and 15. Now you think about that. They have one play to get 15 yards or more. If they do that, they continue on. But if they don't, then the other team gets the ball on a dead ball circumstance. It's an interesting concept, and I can see where it would have some benefits, but it does take away one of the most exciting, in my opinion, one of the most exciting elements of football, and that is the kick return. That's always fun. So we'll see how it works out. I'm sure it'll meet with some criticism from certain elements of the football public, but they're going to give it a try.
I mean, I get it making the game safer. I get it, but you're absolutely right. A kickoff return, seeing a guy run the ball 99 yards across the field is one of the most exciting plays in the game.
In the game against the Houston Texans, the playoff game for the Kansas City Chiefs, that kickoff turned things around for Kansas City.
It was huge. So we've got a bunch of new electees into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, the two individuals who are going in are hugely deserving, Derek Jeter and Larry Walker. These are two of the very best. The amazing thing is that Derek Jeter is not a unanimous choice who on earth did not vote for him? Here's a man, he missed it by one vote. There's only ever been one unanimous choice for the Hall of Fame, and that was Jeter's teammate Mariano Rivera of the Yankees. But here you have Derek Jeter, who's a five-time World Series champion, 14-time All-Star, the captain of the Yankees, five-time Gold Glove winner, 2000 World Series Most Valuable Player, 310 lifetime hitter, sixth all-time leader in career hits, and he's not a unanimous choice? What on earth? Anyway, he does get in, Derek Jeter, and Larry Walker, who is only the second Canadian-born player ever to get in the Hall of Fame. The other's Ferguson Jenkins. Larry Walker was the Colorado Rockies during his tenure with Colorado, but he began with Montreal, big star with the Montreal Expos, and then was traded over to Colorado, ended his career with the Cardinals, and a pretty doggone good hitter, had 383 career home runs, lifetime 313 batting average, and just a leader on the field. So these are two guys who will be enshrined in Cooperstown who are certainly deserving of that honor.
They are, and maybe it was just one of those things that one person just felt like, you're not deserving of being the next unanimous, which I think is garbage. I don't know why you would do that. It's just one person. But like they say, there's always that one guy. Also, this is an All-Star weekend in another sport besides the Pro Bowl and football. What's that about?
I find this to be utterly fascinating, and I think a lot of this, and especially in this area, has to do with the fact that the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. That has made so much of an impact on our sports society down here. How many realize that the National Hockey League's All-Star Game is this weekend in St. Louis?
Wow.
At the Enterprise Center. Now, the National Hockey League All-Star Game is like a lot of the others that are non-baseball. Like, who really cares? Kind of like the Pro Football Bowl, the Pro Bowl game in Orlando, which is also on Sunday. Does anybody really care about that? Well, same with the National Hockey League All-Star Game, because they don't allow checking and there's all sorts of gimmicks and all that. But it is a gathering of the top players, and it's a time for a mid-season celebration. Yes, that goes on in St. Louis this weekend, and they'll have the All-Star Game at Enterprise Center.
You know what's more surprising to me is that we're already to the halfway point in the hockey season. That in itself is nuts. Last but not least, I know a lot of Cardinals fans are thinking the move yesterday was a little nuts for that team. A former Cardinal now in Atlanta. What do you think about that?
It's Marcell Ozuna, and this is as much stock as you can put in the internet. Not once in all the quote-unquote rumors about baseball were the Atlanta Braves ever mentioned in the market for Marcell Ozuna. It was the Cardinals, Texas Rangers, Cincinnati Reds. Ozuna's a free agent, so he can make his own deal, of course. So they were the three teams that were thought to be in the hunt. And the leader was the Cardinals. They were going to get him back again. But no. Yesterday, Ozuna's agent said, hey, look, I got a one-year, $18 million deal from the Atlanta Braves. Oh, yeah, hey, let's go on down there. Let's go to Peachtree Street. So Ozuna has signed a one-year pact with the Atlanta Braves. Will not be wearing a Cardinals uniform, quite obviously. So we'll see how things transpire and how the Cardinals are able to make adjustments in their outfield, which they may have already begun to do.
They're probably on that for sure. At least we hope so. Ned, you have a great day, man.
And a good one to you.